Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Empowered Writer Podcast. I am Bethany, I am your host, and man oh man, do I have some things to go over with you today. First of all, if you are one of the people who entered into my survey giveaway, where you had to fill out the survey and I would pick a winner, the winner is coming. I will be picking a winner soon. I am reading every single response. And I got a lot more responses than I had counted on. And so it is taking me a little more time to go through each and every one of them. I appreciate it. I really am loving the feedback. I am loving you sharing so vulnerably and the insights and everything. And I just, wow, I am getting a glimpse into your souls, I feel like. And I am just honored and very grateful. And I know I said I would be picking a winner, three winners actually, on Monday, but it is now Wednesday, and it is simply because I am still reading through all of the entries. I am doing it on my own. I am reading every single one, and it's just taking a little longer than I thought, so if you can continue being patient and awesome, I appreciate it very, very much, and hopefully by Friday, I will have an answer for you guys. So that's number one. Number two, and here's the real heart of the story, is I have a new program. I've been hinting at it. I've been teasing it here and there. And on the back end, I have been talking about it and obsessing about it to basically any friend who will listen. Because here's the thing. You guys know that I have my wonderful writer's compass. Now, for those of you who might not be totally familiar with my writer's compass, it is basically my own methodology. I have created this entirely on my own, based on what I was seeing over and over again, the same patterns, the same problems, the same creative cul-de-sacs that I was seeing from teaching, from working with writers one-on-one to working with them in a group coaching format and all of those things, just talking to them, and also just being a writer myself, I was falling into the same pitfalls, the same thing going round and round. And it just was something where I was like, okay, I feel like there's an answer here. How can I explain it and tell it? And, you know, how can I pinpoint it? What can we do to make this happen? And basically, that's how the Writer's Compass was formed, just through a lot of working with writers and also making my own process what it is today. And by the way, I have a very, very special podcast episode coming up soon about my writing, because I'm just pretty happy with it. And I have a big announcement, and I want to share it, but not in this episode. I will share it in another one, its own episode. But back to the Writer's Compass. So this Writer's Compass is my own methodology, and I love it. It works. Like, you can go to the empoweredwriter.com website, and you'll see the testimonials. And these testimonials, they're just like, they mean so much to me, because it's proof in the pudding that these writers, these tremendous, extraordinary, creative people, were able to solve the problem. They were able to leap over that gap. They were able to untangle that knot. And I used the Writer's Compass to help them do that. So, feeling pretty, like, confident that this can solve a problem, I was like, great, I want to teach it. I want to shout this from the rooftop. I want to tell everybody about it, because you know how I feel about stories. They are vital to our existence. They are so important. They are our humanity, our North Star, one of my favorite authors, her name is Tiffany Rice. She said, and I don't know if she said this like as her or if she said this as like a character was saying it, but it stuck with me, the quote itself, which is, words are the fabric of the universe. And it's so true. Like, right? Stories make the world go round. Stories, whether passed down, you know, from generation after generation. I mean, recipes are a type of story. And look at how much we cherish those from our grandparents or great-grandparents or from our mothers or dads. And, like, it's just so powerful. And this writer's compass was just a way for me to create something to help people discover and tell their incredibly important stories. But you know me, I am always looking to improve. I am always looking to innovate. I am always looking to see where else can I help. Like, the writing community is my community. I am so happy and proud to be a part of it. And I was looking around, I was in a lot of conversation, and I was like, where else can I help? And after a lot of soul searching, and again, just talking with my writers, I realized the compass is cool. The compass is great, don't get me wrong. But whenever you feel, you know, I say that writing is like getting airdropped into a wilderness and you have nothing. You have no cell phone, you have no nothing to help you get out. You're just kind of going by instinct or, you know, just going by like, let's try over here, like a guessing game. And that is totally what writing a book can feel like. You're just in this wilderness. And sometimes, especially if you've been in the wilderness for a while, it can feel like you are moving, and you are moving, but you keep seeing the same tree over and over again. It's like you're just walking in circles, and you're like, damn, I need to get out of here. Like, it's beautiful, it's great, but it's stressful and anxiety-inducing, and I feel like I'm wasting time, and I just want to get out of this wilderness. I want to, like, see the light on the horizon, but I feel very stuck. I feel very lost. And so, you know, for me, I've certainly felt that way in my own writing. The compass comes in and helps point me in the right direction. When I work with authors who feel lost in the wilderness of their stories, I kind of lay the compass on top of it, and we work from that, and it helps them out. And so I thought, what else goes with a compass? Well, shout out to my friend Angelique, because she and I were talking about this, and she's like, girl, a map goes with a compass. And I was like, you're right. And what's wild is that I actually had more of a map, like component in this original writing methodology. Like, there was a map component, and she was like, why did you take that away? Why aren't you stressing that more? And I was like, you're totally right. And, you know, we had this great talk, a lot of Dora the Explorer references, which, by the way, that show is amazing. Like, that show, I didn't grow up watching it, but I have younger siblings, and they grew up watching it, which means I watched it a lot because I would be with them. It's a good show. And Swiper No Swiping is my favorite character in that show. But anyway, and we were just saying, like, there's a compass, there's a map. And I said, Angelique, you know what you need on, you know, in the wilderness? You need snacks. And I was like, you need those energy bites. You need things to keep you going, to keep you, like, you know, sane. And she was like, yes, oh my God, right. And she was like, you know what it is? And I said, I know what it is. It's a writer's backpack. It is a backpack for when you are in the wilderness of your story and you feel like, shit, I've been in here a long time. I feel very, like, I am just going around in circles. I feel tired and exhausted, and I just want to quit and curl up in the corner and not move another muscle. And I was like, yep, I've been there. I think a lot of us have been there. We've just been in the wilderness for so long, and we don't know the forest through the trees anymore. We can't see the stars above us for those to even guide us home. And I was like, yeah, I want to go back. I want to go back to this writer's compass, and I want to add back the map section, and I want to add in the snacks, those good bites, those good things that give you that renewal, that energizing, you know, that re-energizing. And she was like, go for it. Like, she was like, you don't need my permission, but go for it. It sounds great. And I was like, it does sound great. I just was excited. I am excited because the more I think about this, the more we writers need that backpack. We need the survival kit to help us through this trek and our novel wilderness. And that is really what it is. Like, We might go in thinking we know the way forward. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other. Just keep on going. But eventually, whether the plot twists you up, whether your characters are just like cliff dead ends, whether you think you know something, but really it's not just a normal forest, it's a magic haunted forest. Like, it throws so much at you. And maybe there's bears in those woods. Maybe there's mountain lions. Maybe there's like skunks or something. Skunks, by the way, I find adorable. But you get what I mean. There's a lot that can be thrown at you in the wilderness. And we need help getting out of it. And so wouldn't it be cool if you could get like this airdropped backpack, and in it you have a compass, you have a map, and you have your snacks? Well, consider this your airdropped backpack, because I'm pumped. Like, honestly, I am building out, well, rebuilding, because like I said, there was already a map component to the compass like ages ago. And for some reason, I don't know why. I don't know why I didn't keep that going, but I want to do it now. I want to make the full compass. I want to make the full map. I want to add the snacks. So here's how it's going to be. Here's what I'm thinking. I want to test this. I want to make sure that it is as clear and helpful as humanly possible. That if you are stuck in the wilderness, like if you are thinking, damn, Bethany, you're right. I've been writing a long time and it totally feels like I've been just walking by the same tree. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I want to get the hell out of here already. If you are resonating with this, if you are feeling like, yep, I'm nodding along, this is for you. I want you to be a part of this. I want to do a founders thing where I want to take like 10 people. So then we really have the chance to sink our teeth into this, ask questions. I can ask you things. You can ask me things. I can like read some of your work, and we can really make it this like, I don't know, just this really shared experience. Like, I know what the compass can do. It has delivered big results. People revise based on this compass and they get agented. People write based on this compass and clouds of ideas become concrete stories. People, I have taught this to people, I have edited their manuscript with the compass, and they go on to win awards. Like, I know the power of this, and I love it, and I know what it can do. But now I want to explore the map, and I want to explore the snacks, and I want to just go through this entire backpack with you. So if you're like, that sounds interesting, that sounds kind of cool, I want to hear from you. I want you to email me at bethany.hensel@gmail.com. It is in the show notes. And all I want you to write is wilderness. That's it. Wilderness. And then I will know that, hey, you listened to this episode. That's freaking awesome. And I'm going to get back to you. And I want to be drop down into that wilderness with you, because not only do I know it, but I have been there. I have very much been in that wilderness. And I know just the stress of it, the exhaustion of it. And it makes you feel like, okay, what does this say about me and my stories and my very creativity that I can't get out of it? I know the mind games the wilderness can play. You know, think of like Snow White, like the old animated Snow White, and she runs into the woods and it's so scary. Or think of, sometimes when I think of it, I think of Taylor Swift's Out of the Woods, but that's not what I mean. It just came to my mind. Anyway, you get what I'm saying, though. The woods can be, the wilderness of your novel can be this big, stressful place. I want to give you this backpack, and I want to show you how to use it, and I want to make sure you know how to use it, so then you can use it again and again and again. Like, that's the great thing. The stuff you're going to get from this backpack, you're going to be able to utilize for life. So now that I'm thinking about it, just off the top of my head, I feel like, you know what else we need in a backpack? We need a compass, map, snacks, for sure. But we need like a Swiss Army knife, right? We need something that has like the knife and a corkscrew and scissors. Like, this is fun. This is very fun. And my mind is bursting with ideas. And so I want a group of people to do this with me. And I know the base steps, the basic things I want to put in it. But again, I just thought of like a Swiss Army knife. And what does that look like? And so this course, this program, this experience, you know, a part of that is really going to be built in real time to say, do you feel out of the wilderness yet? And if not, let's pull out that Swiss Army knife and explore. See what we need to create to make sure we all feel like, yes, I got it. I know I'm walking in the right direction now. I know that I'm getting revitalized on this journey. There's light at the end of the tunnel. So, okay, let's do this. If you're interested in being part of this founding member group, email me, bethany.hensel@gmail.com, and just type me the word wilderness. That's it. Again, the email is in the show notes. I want to take 10 people. I know that because I want to make sure that we have enough time to talk. We have enough time to do things. I feel like each person who's going to join, like, yeah, I've been a part of things where there's like Q&A once a week. But I'm one of those people where, yes, sometimes I do get something out of listening to other people ask a question and then hearing that answer. But honestly, more often than not, I don't get a lot from those sessions. So instead, I want to do like private Q&A, like pretend, you know, 10 people sign up, right? And instead of a weekly Q&A for all 10 people to come in, I'm going to be like, look, there's 10 of you. So I am free Thursday through Saturday. I want you each to schedule an hour with me. And you can ask all your questions in that hour. Like, you know what I mean? One person gets an hour. Another person gets an hour. And so you get Q&A, but you're guaranteed time with me. You get to ask a question and you and I get to really dig in and work on it. And everybody gets to experience that. And then maybe I'll record it. So then I can upload it. And for people who want to listen to the question and answer, they can do that. I kind of love that. I actually really love that. Especially if I like title it, you know what I mean? Like say somebody wants to talk about the compass. I can title that question and be like Q&A session - compass question or something. But you get what I mean. My point is that I want to be your wilderness guide. I really want to do this. I'm very excited. So it's still being made. The compass is totally made. The map is pretty much made. The snacks, I want to work with you to make sure that they're landing, that they're hitting. They are re-energizing and revitalizing you. But yeah, I feel like this could be a really fun, in real time experience. So bethany.hensel@gmail.com, email me the word wilderness and I will get back to you. We're going to have a good time, guys. We're going to have a very good time. So until then, I will talk to you next episode, but definitely come check out and be a part of this founders group. All right, I'll talk to you next time. Bye.